William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Note Through the Wire, the incredible true story of a prisoner of war and a resistance heroine, by Doug Gold. Read by Conrad Colby.
Chapter 1. Bruce, Stalag 18D, 15th of February, 1942. He was nursing a sledgehammer hangover. It took Bruce Murray several minutes to reorientate himself. The hut gradually came into focus, the rough timber of the walls, the muddy floorboards, the grimy window in the door. It was Sunday. That was a good thing. That was a bloody good thing, considering the state he was in. He imagined what it would be like if the German guards came hammering at the door, as they did on most other days, ordering him to fall in for a compulsory work detail at some Slovene factory, or, worse, at one of the railway sites near the Maribor POW camp. He shuddered. Disconnected pieces of the previous evening came back to him. Shouts of laughter, the fog of smoke, of course, the eye-watering burn of the home-brewed hooch, some infernal potion the boys had concocted in secret from filched potatoes and hoarded sugar, or so he understood. Lofty. That's right. It was Lofty Collier's 21st birthday, and this had seemed like enough of an occasion to break out the booze. Bruce had had hangovers before, more than he cared to remember, but this one was a real doozy. It felt as though a pneumatic drill was boring through his temple, and there was a coating of cement on his tongue that fixed it to the roof of his mouth. Now his guts were churning. He groaned. The mood had swung wildly over the course of the evening. First there was hilarity, jokes and laughter and good fellowship. Then it had developed a hard edge when the latest